A few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, we'll have our Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's my hope that we can have it outside. They're going to give me the cue by the end of Mass whether we can still do it outside, depending on the weather. If we can't have it outside, we'll just have it here at the St. Faustina statue. So that will be for all of our beloved dead. I hope you can stay for those prayers. After the Divine Mercy Chaplet, whether it's at the Columbarium or at the statue, we will have adoration until 2:15, and then we'll have confessions right afterwards. So if anyone needs the confession, go to confession, or if you're able to stay for adoration, I ask that you please do so. Lastly, I do want to ask again, I don't want to become that pastor, but I do ask that if your children cannot behave during Mass, they should not be here in person. So I've asked that. I have encouraged young families to participate by live stream. I've told you we don't have a quiet room. We don't have a nursery. If the children cannot be quiet and behave, they should not be in-person worship. So I'm just going to ask that you please listen to your pastor on this point. Thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So what I'd like to do today is, in light of the feast day, to talk about leadership. So first, we see Rabbi Sacks. And Rabbi Sacks was a great theologian, and he passed away this past Saturday. He was strong in the Jewish community. In fact, my own studies in moral theology and my doctoral work, a lot of it was influenced by Rabbi Sacks, because he could take truth and bring it into a pluralistic society. He could allow us to present truth without compromise. In fact, oftentimes, especially the LGBTQ, were really hard on Rabbi Sacks because they wanted him to change his views. But he would not. He held the line. And yet he was still able to do so in a way that built up the common good. That's an example of good leadership. And may God give him peace. It's a great loss to moral virtue in the public forum. Then we have confused leadership. That's our national elections right now. I'm surprised how many people are allowing news networks to determine who the next president of the United States will be. We do not have a president-elect. We are waiting for the legal process to play itself out. I think it's very important as Americans that we hold to the rule of law, right? That's what makes us Americans and not tyrannical regimes. We allow the rule of law. We have not determined the value or the conclusion of this election. We have to allow this to play itself out. That's confused leadership. But then we have bad leadership. This morning, the McCarrick report came out. McCarrick, the disgraced cardinal in New Jersey, we know is a great predator and he enabled other predators. And we hear this 400-plus page report about all of the leaders. Ma'am, yeah, thank you. We know we have a lot of leaders who did nothing. A lot of leaders who understood that things were being done, there were predatorial actions being done, and nothing was done. They just looked the other way. That's an example of bad leadership. So as we look at good leadership, confused leadership, and bad leadership, we can look at our saint today. Look at Pope Leo. Pope Leo gave the conclusion, an example by his life, of what it means to be a good leader. First, he was a man of virtue. Do you realize that when he was selected to be Pope, he was still a layman? You know, any layman can be elected. Any layman can be elected Pope. Anyone. You don't have to be a cardinal. Anyone can be elected. And Leo was just a regular layman. But he was so known in the city of Rome for his virtue and his holiness that he was elected and made Pope. So we see an example of virtue. Secondly, he had clear messaging. When the Council of Chaldean met, and they were still debating, was Jesus truly God and truly man? Leo stood up and definitively declared, Jesus Christ is true God and true man. He was so bold in his declaration, so clear, that the account is that all the council fathers stood up, this is in 451 AD, and said clearly, Peter has spoken through Leo. So clear messaging. So virtue, clear messaging, clear doctrine. And third, he was a man of boldness. When Attila the Hun wanted to destroy the city of Rome, Leo went out with all of his courtiers and his entire papal court. He went out with no military, no weapons, and met Attila at the gates of Rome and told Attila, you are not welcome here. you will not take this city. The account is that Leo was so bold and so confident that Attila the Hun was humbled before him and spared the city of Rome. So there we see three things: virtue and holiness, clear messaging, sound doctrine, and we see boldness. Dear friends, that's what it means to be a Christian leader. That's what we are called to have in all the responsibilities that God has given to us. Whether that's as parents, or as a parish priest, grandparents, areas of responsibility in community organizations or groups, we have to first be people of virtue. We have to give clear messaging. We can't be different people depending on who we're talking to. If we are Catholics and Christians, that means we hold the line. It means no matter where we are, we are the same person. So if we find ourselves in the middle of the LGBTQ and their intolerance, we speak the truth. If we're around our friends, all fellow believers, having a few drinks, we are the same person. There's a clarity of message, a consistency of belief. And third, we're bold. We stand up for what is right. We stand up for the vulnerable. I am shocked as I see the percentages of Catholics during this recent vote. How many of them completely abandoned the unborn? Don't care. Don't care. No reflection of abortion whatsoever in how they voted. They have forgotten. It's a lack of boldness. We stand up for what is true and good and beautiful. We defend the vulnerable and the weak. That's what makes us Christians. So we have to have these three. Today, Pope Leo displays those. Rabbi Sacks was a good man who displayed those. A man of faith who was able to navigate all of the intricacies of British society and even British government, who served in the Lord, the House of Lords, was able to do that without ever compromising his integrity. Our bishops, I wish I could speak the same, but many of them allowed even child abuse, and they did nothing, and predators became leaders. And I still think that 400-plus page report is still lacking, because there were other enablers who I think need to be unmasked and removed. And then we have our confused leaders today. What happened? What happened to us Americans? We have just completely forgotten what it means to be under the rule of law. We have people declaring themselves president. We have networks, media networks. Is that what we've become? Media networks inform us who the president is going to be? That's not how we do things. The media, they are liars. They misrepresent our faith. Look what they have said about the Catholic Church. We don't trust them. We follow the rule of law. That's part of being a good leader. So in all the intricacies we might find ourselves, in the levels of responsibility that you've been given, I encourage you to follow the example of Pope Leo, to be a person of virtue and holiness, clarity and sound doctrine, and to be a person of boldness, who's willing to stand up at the gates of your heart and at the gates of our city against the Huns, and to speak the truth, to have that boldness. That's what we're each called to do. Today we're very fortunate to have a Christian gentleman